Hello, this is Harley, and I am going to do two things. I am going to do the toy collection challenge, where I take you through a audio tour of my favorite sex thingies, I guess, and then I masturbate. And while I masturbate, I am going to attempt to do a similar version of, the hysterical literature, where I'm going to read a book and masturbate. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. So, moving around, sorry. My toys and stuff. I have a pink purplish body wand, which is by far like my favoriteest thing ever. I have a, like, I think I measured it as, like, 7.5 inches or 6.5 inches, silicone, dildo that is a part of a strap-on, but I don't really use a strap-on bit. I have a, like, 4-inch rounded-in vibrator, a silver vibrator that is, I think, like, 6 inches, a blue butt plug thingy that I don't use very often, but when I do, it's awesome. And, I have a whole bunch of, like, bondage gear that we don't use very often. We should, but it's time-consuming. So, yeah. So that's that first part. By far my favorite is, well, I don't know. Well, definitely the body wand. And then with the dildo, which is what I will be doing today, using on myself today. I guess that's my favorite pairing. So I'm going to lay down and get under the covers so you don't hear the vibrator stuff so much. And then I'm going to read. What book did I decide? It is called EEE. That's 5 E's, 3 E's, then 4 E's. And it is a novel by Tao Lin. I've only read like half of it because I always get to a certain point and then I don't know, something happens. So maybe, I don't know, we'll find out and let's see what's happened. So this is EEE by Tao Lin. Andrew talks to Steve on the phone, then drives to Domino's. "You're late," Matt says. "You're fired. Get your shit and get the fuck out of here." There are two managers, and one is Matt. The other manager is the sad manager. Andrew grins. "Okay," he says. Matt stares at Andrew. "I don't want to see you again, Andrew." Matt is 25, singer and guitarist of his own band. And Andrew is making a shit-eating grin at him. Andrew goes to the back, feels tired of life, and logs in. 4 other drivers are standing around. Andrew has nothing to say to them. They live in small houses with low roofs and are all very polite. One was a martial arts champion. Andrew had a flat tire once, and the martial arts champion drove out to help late at night. He seemed very nice and a little shy, but also, like, if he wanted, he could walk quietly through a crowd with a neutral face, facial expression, breaking people's bones. Andrew kept apologizing. He felt bad because one time the martial arts champion had showed him how to save 15 seconds by driving through a field illegally. "Thank you for helping me," Andrew said. The martial arts champion and his wife hit a deer and after that would not drive anymore. He said he used to go places for martial arts competitions. He went to Virginia and Georgia. "I was pretty serious," he said. "I did martial arts one summer," Andrew said. The martial arts champion was changing the tire. They were in front of a rundown grocery shack, and Andrew kept thinking, "Martial arts, deer, death." He was not surprised or afraid, but a little bored. Driving home that night, he felt undistracted and grateful. He petted his dogs and emailed his mom. He should be friends with the martial arts champion. with all of them. They once invited Andrew to drink beer and watch TV. We'll eat pizza. They laughed when they said that, and Andrew smiled and had an image of himself standing in a corner, drunk and depressed. Then, face down in a retention pond. At home that night, he wondered if he should have gone. Imagined it would have been fun just to watch. The martial arts champion probably would have gotten drunk and jump-kicked a deer or something. After that, he was not invited again. Is it busy today? Andrew says. He looks abstractly at the other drivers. It's unfair to look at one person. It's been slow this week, someone says. Remember when kids said slow-mo? Someone else says. I'm bringing it back. No, you're not, Andrew says. Why not? I don't know, Andrew says. The other manager walks by. He is young and overweight with glasses. The sad manager. A moose gave a $10 bill tip. Someone says. I said, thank you, Moose. Moose said, thank you. It was fun. When there are no deliveries, you fold boxes or take calls. Folding boxes is easier. Everyone is folding boxes. Andrew is folding boxes. If the entire job were to fold boxes, people would scream. They would fold and sometimes scream existentially, then be dragged into a field and beaten into a paste. Sometimes there would be a killing rampage. Steve was going to Seattle, but got on the wrong plane and is now in New York City. It's risky to scream in an airport. Steve is clinically depressed inside of an airport. Homeless. Let him live in your closet, Sarah. I'll wear him like a shirt over my head, like a hat, and his ears can be my real ears. My friend was going to see his dad. Andrew says he went to New York City. Someone says something about dying from eating too much pizza after sex with a prostitute. Andrew feels calm. If you can beat them, join them, he says. Some days he feels calm. Today he feels calm. He feels strange. Has anyone done that? Not beaten something, then join it? Joined it? If you can't join them, buy them out, someone says. Buy them presents, Andrew says. And makes a shit-eating grin at no one, at a pizza box. He is embarrassed for the pizza box. He folds it. Shit-eating grin. He needs to stop. He needs to use his face to convey emotions to other humans in order to move sincerely through life, laughing in groups of three or four, expressing gratitude, concern, or disapproval about people, the weather, or food, and manipulating members of either sex to get them to love him, to like him, or respect him. That is what a face is for. One manager isn't enough, so there are two. They should be identical twins. One would make pizza shaped like pentagrams and have a ponytail no one would mention, but have nightmares about most nights. Eventually, the evil twin would go on a killing rampage, which no one would mention, but have nightmares about most nights. Though sometimes in daytime, during naps. Everyone is folding boxes. Feels like a David Lynch movie. In Manhattan, Andrew saw Mulholland Drive with a girl. They saw the movie, ate Chinese food, kept saying she was having a lot of fun. Andrew liked her. I really want to do this again, she said at the door. We should, Andrew said. I'll call you, she said. Andrew saw her next, a few months later. From across the street, and she averted her eyes. Did she avert her eyes? Maybe she was being polite when she said 10 times in
enthusiastically that she was having a lot of fun. Maybe she was being sarcastic. Maybe politeness is the same as sarcasm. Someone should write that book against politeness. Andrew is learning many useful and interesting things while folding boxes for minimum wage. I was folding boxes and writing a book proposal. My face was neutral, but inside I felt productive and good. My name is Andrew. I am 23 years old. I live in Orlando, Florida, and instead of talking out loud to real human beings that I can touch and look at, I talk in my head to humans from my past that I will probably never see again. Matt comes and stares, then slowly goes away. Andrew laughs. He likes Matt. If Andrew makes a movie, Matt will be in every scene in the background staring. This has been Harley reading EEE, a novel by Tao Lin. Thank you for listening.